Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
How many love the Lord tonight? Come on, if you love the Lord, you ought to give him a great big hand clap of praise. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, God's been good to you. Look at somebody else and remind them, God's been good to you. Better to you than you've been to yourself. Come on, come on, give him praise. Give him praise. One writer said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, look at somebody and tell them, all. Done for me. There ought to be a praise down on the inside. We thank God for the presence of the Lord. Amen. To all of those in attendance, those watching by way of Facebook, amen. We greet you in Jesus' name. Amen. To the great leaders here, amen, at Higher Heights, amen. Give all these leaders a hand. To the presiding prelate, amen, Bishop Davis. Amen to the pastor here at High Heights, Pastor Tim Beard. Amen to Lady Beard. Amen to my wife, First Lady Williams. Amen. We thank God. Amen to Overseer Davis. Amen. Let's say to the entire household of faith, amen, and especially to our Lord and Savior, Jesus. The Christ. We thank God. Amen. We thank God for being. You may claim your seat. Amen. What an exciting time. Amen. An exciting time. And certainly, amen, we always have a great time when we come this away. Amen. To our good friends who always, amen, think about us. Amen. And it's just a blessing to be in the number. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Amen. The Bible said there is liberty. Amen. I know that this is the doorkeeper, amen, of convention tonight. And I tell you, Pastor Beard, we done got off to a good start. Ooh, the Spirit of the Lord God, amen, has been moving. Amen, in this place. And I know you have some awesome speakers, amen, coming, amen, behind me. Amen. I am humbled to be here tonight, Bishop. Amen. I'm humbled to be here tonight. Amen. We thank God for the invitation. Give these musicians a hand. Amen. Anointed, anointed musician. Amen. I know those who watch by way of Facebook, amen, have enjoyed, amen, what has went forth thus far in the service. And I know the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. You know, one thing about God, God is not limited. Amen. He is able to go wherever. Amen. And those that are watching by way of Facebook, I know the Spirit of the Lord, amen, moved from this place, amen, right into your home. So we thank God. Give Facebook another hand, Facebook friend. Amen. Thank God. Thank God, Pastor Davis, amen, for, amen, technology now, because, amen, now, Bishop, you can take the word and the word can just be, amen, anywhere. Amen. I was traveling and I go to places round about, amen, outside of Danville, and I meet people and they look at me, amen, they say, I saw you somewhere, I can't figure out where, but I know you from somewhere. And we talk a while and they find out, amen, you that preacher I saw you preaching, amen. So you don't ever know, you never know now, amen. People see you, amen, you gotta walk upright. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You can't leave it at church now. Amen. People see you. Amen. They see you and, amen, they know you. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for what God is doing. I'm not going to be before you long tonight. Amen. I want to call your attention briefly to the book of Psalms. Psalm 66. Very familiar scripture. Amen. Psalm 66. Those that are watching by way of Facebook, amen, we pray that you have your word, amen, prepared. Amen. Go with us to Psalm 66, beginning at the 10th verse. If you would stand to your feet as we read this scripture, Psalm 66, beginning at the 10th verse, you will find these words recorded. For thou, O God, has proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou brought us, touch your neighbor and tell them God done brought you. Thou brought us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But thou brought us out into a wealthy place. Look at that 12th verse again. It is the latter clause of the 12th verse that I want to glean from this morning. Thou brought us out into a wealthy place. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm looking at you. And I can see he brought you out. All right. Put your Bibles down. Clap your hand for the word of God. He brought you out. How many glad he brought you out? All right. Amen. We thank God for that reading. Amen. Of Psalm 66 verses 10 through 12. It is good for us tonight, Pastor Bill, that we would take inventory of our current condition. It's always good for us to look and examine ourselves, to see our current situation. For truly, as we look back of where and what we have been through, if many of us would be honest, we could see that God have brought you out. And not only did he bring you out, but he has brought you this far and you all right. We think about the current season that we have come through. We have been through the pandemic, and the pandemic has brought this and that. And we have seen those that have succumbed to that dreaded virus. And here we sit now and we can see that God have brought us out. That's a blessing tonight, to know that God have brought you out. For truth is that you didn't have to make it through what we have been through. Then our personal condition, our personal affairs, it is true that God have brought us thus far. But he didn't have to do what he did. But he brought you out. And I'm glad to know tonight that not only did he bring me out, he brought me out all right. I don't know about you, but I take inventory. Amen. I can see that God has taken care of me. Amen. Out of all that I've been through, I'm going to talk about myself. Out of all that I've been through, I can see that the Lord has brought me out. And he has brought me out all right. Amen. And it's here in Psalm 66 where we read this psalm. It is a psalm of praise for God's answer to prayer. How many know God is still answering prayer? This psalm of praise is a praise that the people gave to God for answering prayer. Sometimes we forget to praise God for what he has done, for the prayers that he has answered. But this psalm writer did not fail to give God praise for the prayers that had been answered by God. It seems God has saved this writer from some enemy or from some threat or attack. And it is plain that this psalm writer tells us to give God praise. Am I right about it? Psalm 66 in verse 1 declares that we ought to make a joyful noise unto God. And he said, all ye land. This psalm writer does not fail to remind us to give God praise for what he has done, for the prayers that he has answered. Yeah, and we know, and it is no secret to us, that sometimes the enemy will attack. And when the enemy attacks, we need the help of God. We need God's help from the enemy. We need God's help from the threat of the enemy. How many know not only will the enemy attack, the enemy will also threaten you. But I heard the Bible said that there's no weapon that is formed against us that shall prosper. Amen. And it is a sign to us that God has all power. Touch your neighbor and tell him God has all power. In some sense, it is a recollection here in this psalm of God's deliverance of Israel from the Red Sea as a sign of God's power to rule over the nation, and how that God parted the waters and allowed the children of Israel to walk over on dry ground, showing God's power of deliverance. Child of God, is good for us to remember that there's no situation that God can't deliver you from. God can deliver you out of any situation. That is why it's important for us to take a good examination of our current condition and see that God has been good to us. Amen. Coming down through the pandemic is good for us to see how God has brought us this far. And even during the pandemic, Sister Coleman, we still had some personal situation. We had some troubles and some threats in our life. And God took care of us. God made ways where it seemed that there was no way. And God has that kind of power. God will always make a way. God will always bring you through and bring you out. Even in times of distress, in times of confusion, we find God's people. As we go through the time of distress, we find ourselves going through tests and trials. And even at that time, God will take care. How many know God don't ever leave, but he's always right there? How many glad about that? That God is always present. He promised you that he would leave you, nor would he forsake you. Touch your neighbor and tell them God is always there. But what I love about God is the fact that God, when he brings you out, God always brings you out better. God always brings you out stronger. Whenever God takes you through a test, am I right about it? God will always make the end of a thing better than the beginning. Ain't that all right? That's why I love this psalm, because this psalm lets us know that God has proved us. God has tested us. God has tried us like silver is tried. Anybody ever been tried as silver is tried? When silver is tried, silver is refined. And when silver is refined, sister, the silversmith have to take the silver and put it over the fire. Not only that, he hold it there until all of the blemishes falls away from the element. It has to stay in the fire. That's why God take you through. That's why he has you to go through the test and the trial. Because he wants to refine you. He wants to get rid of all of the blemishes. All of those things that shouldn't be. God know how to get rid of the blemishes. Ain't that all right? But when he tries you in the fire, we serve the kind of God that will bring you out. Touch your neighbor and tell him, I'm glad he brought me out. And whenever God bring you out, he always bring you out better. Ooh, he bring you out looking better than when you went in. Ain't that all right? It is the psalm writer who declares that thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. In other words, it is the psalm writer who lets us know that there have been those that have come over top of us, have chosen to overlook you. But God has a way that when man overlook you, God will use you. Am I right about it? How many know the Lord has a way? God has a way to bring you out of a situation of distress, right into a situation of overflow. Ain't that all right? That's why I don't mind going through, because I know that many are my affliction, but I'm glad that God delivers me out of them all. Ain't that all right? God has that way. And I want to remind you tonight that out of all that you've been through, God has better waiting for you. Somebody right now going through. But I got news for you, baby. God's got better waiting for you. It may seem like you're about ready to run out of substance, but God has everything that you need. Am I right about it? One writer said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and those that dwell therein. Child of God, God has everything that you need. Look at your neighbor and tell him that's why I'm gonna give him praise. Even in your trouble, you ought to give him praise. When you're down and you feel like you're out, The psalm writer said, give him praise. He said, not only praise him, but make a joyful noise unto God. He said, all ye land. He said, everybody ought to give him praise. Because when you think about how God had brought you, and not only did he bring you, child of God, he brought you. He brought you out. All right. It's good to take an examination. Take a look in the mirror and see how good God has been. You didn't have to make it, but you did. When you went through the valley and the shadow of death, but the Lord was with you. Ain't you glad tonight that the Lord has been with you all the way? Say yeah. The psalmist said, he done brought me through the fire and I didn't burn up. He brought me through the flood and I didn't drown. And he done brought me into a wealthy place. Y'all ain't looking. Maybe you can't see. But I came to remind you that you need to take a look and see where the Lord have brought you from. Say yeah. He brought you. Can I go back a while? He brought you out of darkness and into this marvelous light. Say yeah. And when you come out of darkness and came into this marvelous light, there was trouble, there was trial, there was temptation, there was sickness, but touch somebody and tell them, but God brought you out. He made a way out of no way. Say yes. Say yeah. Yeah. God is like that. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. Not only will he bring you out, but he'll bring you out all right. Ain't that good tonight? That's why the psalm writer lets us know that we ought to praise him. We ought to make a joyful noise because he brought you. And not only did he bring you, but he brought you out. And I'm all right. Ain't that good tonight? He brought you out. You got the activity of your limb, your clothes, in your right mind. You didn't have to be roadie, but you were able to walk in the presence of God. Able to give God praise. It feel good to be all right. Feel good to be blessed. Feel good to have overflow. God is a God of overflow. God is a God that'll give you more, more than enough. I don't know about you, but I'm glad tonight. If you're glad tonight, you ought to give God some praise. I'm glad. Pastor Ben, I'm glad. I'm glad he brought me through. He brought me through. And when you go through, if you can make it, while you're going through. Won't he bring you out? He'll bring you out. Not only will he bring you out, he'll bring you out all right. Ain't that a blessing tonight? You didn't have to make it through the storm. Didn't have to make it through the rain. But you made it. I'm glad I made it. Somebody said 600,000 wasn't able to make it, but you made it by the grace of God. You made it through the pandemic. You made it. Still gotta pray. Still gotta overflow. Still walking in blessing. You made it. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm so glad, so glad that I made it. Psalm writer was glad. Told the people, said, don't fail to give God praise. We shouldn't fail to give God praise. We ought to wake up in the morning with a praise. Ain't that all right? That's why he said, come before his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with a praise. Because he brought you out. Clap your hand if you know. It was nobody but the Lord. God is the only one that can bring you out. Bishop, you know what I love about our God. Our God, when he bring you out, the psalm writer said he brought us out into a wealthy place, into a better place. Woo! Sometimes you don't think that when you're in the midst of the storm. When you're in the furnace, you don't feel that way. What's going to come out of this? Can anything good come out of this? But that's the God we serve. Baby, God won't ever. Pastor Davis, God won't ever take us through anything. He won't ever do it. He won't take you through nothing. That's why he said, if you suffer with him, you shall also what? Reign with him. If you stay with Jesus, I learned that, Bishop. If I can just stay with the Lord. Whee! Look at your neighbor and tell him, just stay with the Lord. When he bring you out, he bring you out, he gonna bring you out better than when you went in. That's the God we serve. He's a good God. I said he's a good God to take me through. Watch this. To take me through all of that. And then when he take me through, he said, when I bring you out, woo, when I bring you out, I'm going to give to you what man can't give. I'm going to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Tonight. How many glad tonight that he brought you out? And he brought you out. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm all right. I'm better than all right. I'm
blessed, better than blessed. I got God on my side. That's why we praise him like we do. That's why you shout like you do. That's why you run like you do. Because you know after a while, he's that kind of God. Higher Heights, he's that kind of God. Just wait on it. Just wait on it. He said, they that wait on the Lord, wait on it. While you're being tried, wait on it. While you're being tested, wait on him. He said, if you wait on him, he'll mount you up with wings as an eagle. You'll run. You won't be weary. You'll walk. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I ain't gonna faint. Because I know when God bring me out. Somebody and remind them, when God bring you out, you need to encourage your neighbor. Say, neighbor, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. Look at them again and tell them, the King of Glory is coming in. Come on and give your God and my God big praise. Those that are in attendance tonight, those that are watching by way of Facebook, he brought you out. Somebody watching us tonight that need to hear, he brought you out. You got praise that belongs to God. Because he brought you out. Child of God, we are living in times now. These are the last days. These are times now where things are happening that we never thought we would see happen. But it's happening now. There's no time like this time where we ought to be saved. Am I right about it? We need to know the Lord. If you don't know the Lord tonight, child of God, you need to know Jesus. You need to give your life to Christ. I'm glad tonight. If you're not glad, I'm glad. I'm glad he brought me out. Woo! And he brought me into a wealthy place. Am I right? Amen. Into a blessed place. All that you went through, it was worth it. All that I went through, Bishop, it was worth it. It was worth it all. I said you wouldn't want to go through that again. Oh, but when I think about what the Lord has done for me, touch a neighbor and tell him, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change a thing. God been too good. He been too good. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. He brought you out. He brought you out. Not only did he bring you out, he brought you out into a wealthy place. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop giving him the glory. Because it was God that brought you out. Can we pray, Father? We thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for bringing us out. Thank you for bringing those who are watching live. Thank you for bringing them out. Thank you for taking them through. God, we thank you for the wealthy place. Lord, we ask you to touch them right now. God, save the unsaved. Deliver those, God, that need to be delivered. Oh, God, set them free. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every demon right now. In the name of Jesus. Every addiction, God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, you are able. You are the great deliverer. Do it for your people. God, we thank you for doing it for us. Thank you, God, for doing it for her. Thank you for doing it for him. Oh, God, for truly you have brought us out into a wealthy place. Thank you, Lord, for you have brought us out. God, we are all right. Somebody clap your hand. Give God the praise. Come on and give him a loud praise. It was the Lord on your side. I said it was the Lord on your side. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.